Neurotic literature. Stories about people who are almost certainly worse off than you are. Hear about the dreadful event that threatened the fortunes of the people of House Eignet.
We can't parade her through the streets looking like that, the Prime Whip gibbered. When people come from around the world to gaze upon her, it will destroy the very essence of the legend that holds our kingdom together, cried the Prince.
Think of the misery it will cause, said the Philosopher-in-Chief, shaking his head. Just looking at her is like being told off really, really badly. Discover how a dinner engagement caused Lord Trivet's world to fall apart. Lord Trivet was aware of some embarrassed rearranging of napkins by his hosts and a sharp glance from Lady Trivet, then of an intermittent high-pitched noise which he suddenly realised was coming from his own mouth. And learn about the single fateful phrase that destroyed little Mary's entire life. At this point, Auntie Joyce became visible. She put down her gin bottle with a thump and strode towards Mary. She stood with her hands on her hips and looked down on the child. Then, with a voice full of fury, she spoke the fatal words.
You're overwrought, Mary.
These stories, and many others, will be told in Neurotic Literature. Have a good chuckle at somebody else's expense, or at the very least, reassure yourself that things are not as bad as you thought they were.